Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, you ever heard of the term while someone's playing chess, everybody else is playing checkers? Well, I'm going to equate this to what happened last night in San Francisco. See, all of America is trying to get the common sense, the actual criminals back behind bars, and, bail reform and reform. That's why Governor Kathy Hochul has two opponents in this gubernatorial race, primary June 28th. But here in San Francisco, by knocking out Chessa, that's the biggest chess piece I think can happen in this country right now. Yes, by getting rid of progressive DA, Chessa Boudin, in a very liberal town known as San Francisco, they are playing checkers. While all of us bumble and debate and figure it out and just what do we do, trying to play checkers about this, I have one idea if I were advising Kathy Hochul, who has terrible numbers against her, by the way. But you want to know a good start for Governor Hochul? Debate or no debate, whatever. Here's the best start you could do heading to June 28th. Is you take the cue from San Franciscans and fire D.A. Alvin Bragg, who, let's be honest, he wanted armed robberies to be a minor defense. What are we talking about here? So in all honesty, Alvin Bragg's policies are, quite frankly, nothing to brag about. This rising crime in New York City is nothing to brag about. Hell, this rising crime across the country. Overnight, last weekend, three mass shooting, so to speak, in Philadelphia, a couple in Tennessee. What is going on? But I'll tell you one thing, this recall of a district attorney in San Francisco means that city is playing chess while all of us are playing checkers. And that has to change. You know, I would even wake up today if I was a DA in Manhattan, in the Bronx, in Brooklyn, in Queens, Staten Island, say, you know, Governor, we recommend you oust the DA of Manhattan. Now, because maybe they're all on party lines, that seems unreasonable to expect. But you want to get the public back in your favor. Because let's be honest, the average American doesn't understand why bail reform is causing this and how it's not working. The average person just wants to get to and from their home safely and not have to read about policies from a DA that says, well, armed robberies could be a lesser offense if nobody gets shot. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? No. So all DAs today, if they think that way, should be scared. I don't usually curse, but scared shitless. Because maybe a recall in your town will be inspired next. Maybe we actually grow a pair in New York State and urge this governor to do something. To even turn around her own ship. As she tries and fends off Swazi and Jumaane Williams. But the recall last night cannot be understated. It cannot be ignored. It has to be embraced and a celebration that if this liberal city known as San Francisco can recall their more than liberal, their ultra-progressive DA, then here in Manhattan, we can strike up a band and find a way to oust this DA, whose, as I mentioned, policies are nothing to brag about. Just a thought, Governor Hochul, as you head into June 28th. Because I know that your opponents are itching, at least I think Swazi is, itching to get rid of the Manhattan DA. On the Republican side, Lee Zeldin's itching to. Andrew Giuliani's itching to. Rob Astorino is itching to. But while you still have the keys to Albany, and you want to say that you want a culture that is not corrupt or even supportive of crime, and you're doing more on crime than any other governor, you want to back that up? You look at what happened in San Francisco and say, all right, Alvin, Manhattan DA Bragg, you're out. We will recall you. I will oust you personally. And in fact, on change.org, there is a recall petition out that needs 25,000 signatures and 17,488 New Yorkers and across the country have signed this petition. So it's on you, Governor Hochul, and it's on all of us to sign this petition, demand a recall of Manhattan DA Bragg. And it seems that you can, under state law, recall your DA. And that would be huge for the city of Manhattan and city of New York. As the signatures continue to climb up, I'm going to post this on the description. But you too can recall DA Alvin Bragg, or at least petition for it. So take a look on this edition of the 5-Minute Fix.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.